130.
That's actually
230. I'm sorry.
225. Yeah.
230.
This man's online right here. This gentleman here.
That's fine. Okay. I call the Hess Committee together. We have three members present: Vice Chair Senator Thomas and Senator Elton. I'm sorry. And we do have two bills before us today, and we also go. Is there any comments or anything you want to make before we leave on the bill that's coming before us?
No, thanks, Madam Chair.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Which one?
And if I need you, the bill that we have before us is number 29, yeah.
To sign this, this is just the
29, and that's to rededicate the air base for other use.
That's SJR 10.
I thought he was coming right down here. If he'd have been here, we could have just.
Who's that? The
person who's supposed to present the bill.
Oh, John was coming?
No.
And for what it's worth, I've read both of these bills and have no problem with them either. But certainly, if you need, if you're coming,
who's supposed to present 29?
Christine, Margaret, yes.
That's the baby surrender bill.
Mm-hmm.
That bill has been heard so many times; everybody should know it already. We really should have called you up and tried to get the vote. Would you want to come up? We do have a Senate Bill 29 that's going to come before us. It's the Safe Haven for Infants Act, and that bill has been heard on several occasions. We have a person that can introduce this bill to us quickly. Would you give your name and for the record and tell us who you.
For the record, my name is Christine R. Marisigan. I am a legislative staffer to Representative Gabrielle Ledoux, District 36. House Bill 29, Safe Haven for Infants, has gone through many incarnations. The current version that is here before you has the potential to save an infant's life. It allows a parent to safely surrender an infant up to 21 days after birth without fear of being criminally prosecuted.
Is there anyone here to testify on this bill? Is there anybody online?
No.
We just need to get one other person present and we could just go on and pass the bill out. That's our intention to do. And as soon as we can get that individual back, we'll do that. Thank you very much. You know what? I thought we might have been able to get.
Calgary
here. I'm sorry, we're at ease at this point. I think that's what we should do. We're back on the record. We're going to set Senate Bill 29 aside, and then we're going to take up SJR 10. Would you please come forward? We have Senator Bill Wilkowski that's going to present this bill with one of his staff persons. We'll just turn it over to you at this time. Our intention is to hear your testimony. I don't know if we have anybody signed up, but we want to pass this bill out as soon as we get a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is, for the record, Bill Wilkowski. I am the Senator for Northeast Anchorage, District J. And I'm here today with my staffer, Kat Puste, who is will be presenting on this. I have a judiciary hearing next door.
Yes.
And with your indulgence, I may have to step out when we're ready to get on that.
Oh, that's quite fine.
Thank you. And I'm going to turn this over to Ms. Puste. I'm happy to try to answer any questions you might have, but she's the brains behind the operation.
I think she'll be able to take care of that. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Right.
My name is Kat Puste. I'm staffer to Senator Wilikowski. SJR 10 is a resolution that supports the plans of the City of Galena to reuse facilities of the Galena Air Base for regional educational services and thus implement a viable and long-lasting reuse of the Galena Air Base. Nearly $150 million worth of facilities of the former Forward Air Base were deactivated by the Base Realignment and Closure, or BRAC, Commission and will be closed by October 2008. These facilities must be reused or they face demolition. The Galena Economic Development Council, which includes the City of Galena, the Loudoun Village Council, and the Galena City School District, has proposed that the facilities be used for regional educational services. The Galena Air Base was originally realigned in 1994. After the realignment, the city entered into an agreement with the U.S. Air Force for educational purposes. Vocational Galena Interior Learning Academy was established, a boarding school with 70 to 80 students from around the state. In addition to the distance and boarding school programs, the facilities could be considered by the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs for an Interior Alaska location for a second Alaska Military Youth Academy. Therefore, we ask that this committee support this resolution. The superintendent of the Galena School District, Jim Smith, is on the line to offer testimony and answer questions, I believe. This concludes my testimony, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We do have online Jim Smith, and he signed up. We know that you support this bill. We have quite a bit of things going on, and there's people that have to go to the Finance Committee. If you want to not testify or just say that you're in favor of the bill briefly, we do have a quorum, and we can vote on this bill and get it out of this committee immediately.
Through the Chair, Senator Davis.
Are you there, Mr. Smith?
I am there, and I thank you very much, and I will allow you to move forward.
Jim Smith?
Yes, this is
he
Jim
did
Smith.
Call in. I guess he's...
He's online right now. But
can you hear me?
He's having problems. We're going to go on then.
Thank you.
We're going to bring back to, we'll just take this one since it's in front of us now. SJR 10. What do I hear from members?
May I ask a question first?
Yes, you may.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There's zero fiscal note. Is that a fair representation of over the next several years? Is it federal money or something that's going to totally support this, or what is the plan there? I'm supportive of what you have in mind. I just was curious about that.
I believe so. It is a zero fiscal note because I don't think there will be any state funds. I believe that it's part of the BRAC Commission and how when they do the closures and depart from the basis that it's part of the transition. Okay. Although I certainly can find out more information for you.
Well, Madam
Chair, it's my understanding that it would be turned over to the city if we approve that. And so, therefore, there would not be any obligation to the state.
Yes. And Madam Chair, I just point out this is a resolution. And
yes.
Of course, there's
right.
No fiscal note attached to it. So.
Okay. All
right. Any other?
No.
Now, could I have a motion to move the bill?
Do you have a question? Or
no, I was finished. Just going to move it.
Yes.
Madam Chair, I move SJR 10 with individual recommendations.
Mm-hmm. It's been moved that we move SJR 10 out with individual recommendations. Everyone has had time to ask questions. All those in favor of that, say aye.
Aye.
We will move the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. And now we will bring back, I see that Representative Ladue is with us. You want to come forward? Your staff person has already given the overview of Safe Havens for Infants Act. If you want to make a remark, you may.
Just that I think that this is a very good bill. It made it most of the way through both bodies last year. It passed the House unanimously, and I believe it only had one committee of referral in the Senate, and I believe that passed with mostly due passes, maybe all due passes, and it just sort of got tied up at the end of session, and I'm hoping to get it out this time and get it going.
I think this is the day this is going to happen. All right. Any comments or questions? There's no one signed up to testify, so I'm in need of a motion to move this bill from the committee.
I would move that committee substitute for House Bill 29, version /O, be moved out of committee with zero fiscal note, I guess, is what it is. What exists, and with individual recommendations.
Yes. Hear no objection, so move. And thank you very much for coming back.
Thank you.
We do also have one person that we need to interview. We'll check to see if he's online. Mr. Dreis, guest, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Dreis?
Yes, I am here.
Dragus is online.
He is, but we're having problems with the system.
What am I supposed to do in that case? We're at ease.
Never mind.
Go ahead.
Yeah, never mind.
We should be on now.
Is this Mr. Dreis?
Yes, it is.
This is Senator Davis, and this is the Hess Committee. We have you come to us to talk about the appointment for the Board of Regents for the UA.
Yes.
Do you have a statement that you'd like to make for us?
I'd just like to say that, as a lifelong Alaskan, I'm passionate about education, and I understand how important it is. I graduated from UAF with an elementary education degree. I played for UAF hockey team. I coached West Valley High School hockey team, and I've been involved with the university for years as a student and an athlete. And I believe in the university's mission, and I'm looking forward to serving on the UA Board of Regents.
All right, thank you. I'm sorry that we were so late getting started today, but at the end of the session, it's kind of hard to have a regular schedule.
No, I understand. That's okay.
And it's good to hear your voice. I've heard about you over the years. I'm sure that you're going to be a good member for the Board of Regents. What we will do from the Hess Committee is just pass the name along, and it would be voted on at a later time.
Okay.
And I think that's next Monday we will be, the full Senate and House will be voted.
Okay.
So, thank you for being there, and we look forward to voting for you on next Monday.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Since there's no other business to come before the House Committee, we will adjourn at 20 minutes to 3:00.